was going to talk about. I kept coming up with the question, what is God's love? And I came up with some words like unconditional, never-ending, abundant, and powerful. But to me, this doesn't completely sum up the strength of God's love, because it's so powerful that it's hard to put into words. But luckily, I've been able to grow up in this church that has taught me and shown me what God's love truly is. Growing up in this church has taught me to love the love of God. And it's through the simple things. Like when I was little, on Wednesday nights, I would crawl into Mr. Lanning's lap, and he would pick me up and walk me around so that my parents could eat dinner. Or Miss Jane Earle, who taught me how to sing and praise God in a totally new way. And these might seem small, but they had a huge impact on my life. They taught me that God doesn't care whether I'm somebody's biological child or not, but that he's not going to discriminate and he's going to love me just the same. Unfortunately, I'm a little too big now to crawl into Mr. Lanning's lap and have him carry me around, but I'm still impacted by the kind words and thoughts of this church. And I'm amazed and constantly reminded of how blessed I am. Because you can see it everywhere, from the care packages that we get together to send to families, to just a prayer or a kind word that, I hope your week is great. And even though we don't always feel God's love, and sometimes we wonder where it is, if we take time to just stop and look around, you can see it through every single one of the members in this congregation. One of the strongest and biggest impacts on my life has been my youth group. They have been with me through everything, and they remind me that there's so much more important than a bio test or, studying for homework, but that they're going to be there for me. And we've spent countless hours together, whether it be in church or out of church, watching movies, SNL at Will's house, or maybe just hanging out by the pool. We fought about stupid stuff like who had the biggest lemon meringue pie in Belize. We fuss about all the little things, laugh, and we've cried. But in the end, we know it's all going to be okay because we have a common bond, and that's that we love each other. And not once have I doubted that if I was having a bad day, I couldn't call one of my youth members and they would tell me everything was going to be okay and just listen to me. Together, we've been to Passport. We're on the last night, we have all cried, and we've all embraced each other, as we've seen how God has impacted our lives and changed us, and we've seen our own youth group grow closer together. We have sweat and sung our hearts out for the kids in Belize, and trying to spread our love and the love of God to them. But in return, we have received more than we could ever imagine. And I've seen it through all my youth members, with Charlie and Jackson and Matt dressing up in costumes and trying to put on skits for the kids, to Courtney and Ashley making 100 little fish keychains so the kids can be reminded of the love and the week we spent together. And we have all looked in the faces of the children and have seen the love that they have for us and seen the face of God. And through this, I've learned how God's love is unconditional and how I've taken God's love for granted. For these children, they've known us for a total of 10 seconds, and they're still going to run up to you and wrap their arms around you and tell you how much they love you. And that's how you know that God's love is the strongest thing in the world, is that sweet little child who has never met you before but loves you just the same. And when you're filled with God's love, you can't help but share it. It's like wildfire, and I saw it spread through our whole youth group in Belize. And it's just the simple things, like wrapping your arms around a child or swinging them around or picking it up. And I'm blessed to have shared this experience. And through these opportunities, I've also had time to get closer to two of the most influential people in my life, Ray and Joyce. They have acted like I'm their daughter, and they always have called to check on me when I needed it. I've spent countless hours in the car with them and Jack and Courtney, laughing, sharing our deepest thoughts and experiences, as well as doing our best to make Ray blush at our silly comments. But that's what God's love is all about. It's about loving us when we are wrong and loving us when we mess up. His love is unconditional, and we all need unconditional love. because we all long to feel loved and be accepted. We need someone to love us when we fail, to pick us up off the ground, and to just say it's going to be all right. We need that comfort, and that comfort is God. Our scripture lesson today said, nothing will separate us from the love of God that is Jesus Christ our Lord. He promises us that nothing can take away that love. No matter when we feel like he's not there, he is still there. He longs for us to love him the way that he loves us. He longs for us to return that love. He wants us to understand the love that he has for us. And he promises us that he's not going to take it away. Because he sent his son, his only son that he had, to die on the cross, to be tortured, humiliated in front of thousands, to save us from our sins so that we could live with him forever. That is love, to know that we are sinners, to know that we are not perfect, and to take us and put us above his son so that he can spend his whole entire life with us. And in Romans 5:8 it says, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He recognizes our imperfections, but it doesn't sway his love. And he put us before his son so that he could live with us forever. As I continue to grow in my faith, I'm still trying to realize and understand how to respond to God's love. But I'm thankful for the love that God has shown me through my church, because I know that we are family, and I know that we will comfort each other through everything. And that is God's love. How grateful I am to grow up in this family.
Thank you.
Love is eternal. Love never ends. So the greatest gift one can give is the gift of love. Will you please pray with me? Dear God, thank you for loving us and promising to never take that love away. As we go throughout our week, I ask you to help us to remember your love and share it with others. Dear Lord, as we face the challenges of this week, please remind us that we are not alone. Help us live through your love for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.